Part 1. Priest Power. The Eucharist. 1. A Priestless Movement. I thought at first of calling this chapter A Priestless Christianity, but no such thing as Christianity existed in Gospel days, only a Jesus movement within the Jewish community. In fact, there was no church in the first generation of Jesus' followers, just gatherings. Ecclesiae, which meant house gatherings, where the followers first met. Followers of Jesus were called house fellows, oikeoi. In these gatherings there were no priests, though there were many charisms, activities inspired by the Holy Spirit. There were at least 16 of them. Some of these actors in the early gatherings are no longer recognized as regular church ministries, like prophets or miracle workers. Some roles continue as rare or irregular activities in certain Christian gatherings, speakers in tongues, exorcists, healers. Isn't it odd that, with so many of Jesus' early followers inspired by the Spirit to serve their brothers and sisters, none of these ministries was that of a priest? The principal activity of the Jesus movement was a communal meal in which memories of Jesus were shared. Memories that would in time accumulate into the Gospels. Since there was no New Testament yet, the community prayed, prophesied, elaborating on the words of the Jewish prophets, sang hymns of their own composition, and baptized newcomers into their company. Even early baptisms were effected at the meal. Nothing is said in the first century of a consecration that changed food into anything other than a sign of shared fellowship. One of the charisms that lapsed after the Jesus generation was that of apostle, which means emissary, from apostello, I send off. The house gatherings in one town would send off a representative to other houses in the town or to other towns altogether. Reception of such emissaries in a house helps explain the emphasis on hospitality. Philoxenia. Paul, for example, did not belong to one gathering, but shuttled about from many gatherings to other ones. The word's meaning was explained when Jesus began to send his followers off to heal, cast out devils, and carry the revelation. Despite these spiritual powers granted to apostles, the term used of them was secular and diplomatic in origin. It meant ambassador. The basic definition of apostle given by Origen is simple. Everyone who is sent by someone is an apostle of the one who sent him. The concept involves legal and administrative aspects and is basic to all types of representatives, envoys, and ambassadors. Chronologically, in the earliest use of the term in the New Testament, apostolos is an administrative designation for envoys, delegates, and representatives. Their title and function are given in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 23 as envoys of the churches, apostoloi ecclesion, that is, envoys appointed and sent out by the churches to represent them. Thus, Paul was an apostle because he belonged to no one gathering but was an emissary sent to all Gentile followers of Jesus, some of them his converts. However, many of them, like most of those listed at Romans chapter 16, verses 1 through 15, were believers before he met them. He refers to several of his co-workers as a